This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your hosts for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris. How are you, Deanne?
I'm doing great, Mark. And before we get into the show, I know this is your birthday week, so I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
And we're here every Saturday at 1 o'clock here on WPHT Talk Radio. We're the only real estate show in town. Thank you for tuning in every week and tell your friends. We talk about commercial, residential, real estate, mortgages, whatever you need to know. We always answer our phone. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Deanne?
My number is 609-605-7153.
Yeah, we've been on the air for 16 years. We're here to keep you informed with all your real estate news. And you can listen to this show and past shows at our website, goodnewsandrealestate.com, and also at WPHT's website. So what's coming up today?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
Possibly.
No, we have them coming on today. Yeah. We also have Mark's funny story.
I got one for you.
And we have our mortgage mom topic today.
Which is what?
We're going to do some home ownership trivia. Some good
trivia.
Stuff.
I like trivia.
A little bit of trivia. We also have our questions. Why is the inventory so low and when will it change?
We can also for sale.
Next question is, how do you get an SBA loan and why? Next question is, I heard about wire fraud in real estate transactions. Can you explain?
I just got a call about that.
All right. Next question is, how do you know when you paid down 20% of your mortgage? Next question is, what is the biggest mistake new realtors make when starting out in the business?
That's a good one because a lot of them make a mistake their first year. Very important.
Yeah. And our topic of the day is ready to list a house and don't want to make repairs. We have the solution. Yeah,
our sponsor will like this topic.
Absolutely. But Mark, first, give us your motivational quote.
And the motivational quote is, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there.
So pick
the right track and get moving.
Yeah, that's the B bus. Either be on it or be under it.
That's right. So where are we at?
So Mark, we are up to the market report.
And there is the bell. So there's been all kinds of studies coming out now about real estate and everything that's going on. More than 90% of the metro markets, 205 out of 221, or 93%, posted home price gains in the first quarter of 24. As the 30-year mortgage rate ranged from 6 to, we're close to 7 now, right? According to the National Association of Realtors' latest report, 30% of the 221 tracked metro areas experienced double-digit price gains over the same period, up from 15% in the fourth quarter of 23. Astonishingly, greater than 90% of the country metro areas experienced home price growth despite facing the highest mortgage rates in two decades. So the prices are still going up. We keep talking about this. And it's a direct result of insufficient supply of housing. I mean, the sellers don't know what's going on. And it's the best time in history to sell. So we're not meeting the demand. Compared to a year ago, the national median sales single family home existing price climbed 5% to $389,400. In a prior quarter, year over year, that went up 3.4%. Now, I was just talking to some people in my area. I think my area, Fox Chase, we're appreciating at around 8%. So, and then there's neighborhoods in Philly like Fishtown, Kensington, where they're in double digits. The prices are going to keep going up, and they're going to keep going up for the next 4 or 5 years at least. Rates might come down, but prices are going to keep going up. So, you know, there's been all these discussions about these people that, you know, they don't want to move because they don't want to pay a higher mortgage rate. But you got to be realistic about this. You know, the price, if you buy now, it's going to be cheaper than if you wait. So if you do the math and figure out you're going to pay another 5-10% on the cost of the property, and if you figure out your mortgage and you want it to be at whatever, $1,400 a month, and you use equity and you get down and your new house is $1,400 a month because you bought down the mortgage, does it matter what the rate is? And then eventually you refi at a rate lower.
Right.
Nobody keeps a 30-year mortgage. It's. I had this discussion with a few people over the last 2 weeks. I'm like, wouldn't you rather be happy and be in the house you want to be in? And once you start making that monthly payment, you just pay it.
Yeah.
You're not going to think about every month, oh, my rate's 6.6. That's not the way life works. People are too busy. And then one day the rates come down or five or get below five and you go, wow, I'll refi and save myself some monthly payment. But in the meantime, you own a house
yep.
that's gaining value every year. And, you know, if this administration would do something inflation about this inflation, which they're not, I just watched CNN blast this administration about food's up 30%. 30%, CNN said. And he didn't have an answer for that one.
Yeah. And Orman is out there telling everybody, save your money and don't go out to dinner.
Well, our president said that everybody's got enough money and everybody's doing good.
Yeah.
I don't know what planet he lives on, but like I know if inflation is a killer. And that's one of the problems. People are just hearing that doom and gloom and feeling this every time they go food shopping that they think everything's bad.
Right.
The real estate market, you know, the 48% in Philly that rents, it's ridiculous. I mean, buy a house.
But at least
be happy.
At least people need to put their toe in the water, right? They need to find out. People have questions. People are afraid to ask. I mean, that's what we're here for, Mark. We're here to help everyone understand that the media is doom and gloom. The real estate market is doing fine. We just need more houses to sell. So
yeah, there's still tons of sales out there. There's sales going on all the time.
You look on Facebook and you look up the agents, and agents are posting all the time that they have closings. So, you know, it's a good thing.
And I'm starting to see more listings. You see more open houses being advertised. Yep. Inventory is going up. In some states, it's going up real quick, especially the bad ones like California, Jersey, and New York. But Pennsylvania, statewide, there's more inventory.
Yep.
Philly, we're struggling with inventory. We've been struggling, and we're going to be struggling with inventory for a couple of years here. But eventually, the sellers, the media, and the message that it's a great time to sell is it takes a long time to filter down to people where then they all start talking about it, and then they all start making moves, and it's going to happen sooner or later. And then when I got my license in '99. It took you like a year and a half to sell a house. There was so many houses for sale. And we haven't been in that situation for years. We've been in a seller's market. But take my advice. But if you want to move, move. I mean, you're not going to worry about the rate once you get that house you love. You're going to worry about the house you love. That's it. And you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
And then one day you can refi lower and you'll be fine. Tell us about the rates.
All right. So, Mark, you're looking at a 30-year fixed on a conventional at 7.20%. I just priced out a cash out refinance last week and we were at 6.75% with 1.5 points. And that's a good rate. 1.5 points means 1.5% of whatever the loan amount was. So if it's costing this person $3,000 to get to 6.875 and she's saving $4,000 a month by paying off all of her credit cards. So it's a win-win. But let me finish with the rates. You're looking at a 15-year fix at 6.625%. Your 30-year FHA is at 6.625%, along with the VA. So, you know, the rates came down. The rates, you know, don't base your life on these rates, especially if you don't know what that payment actually looks like. I'll send you my mortgage calculator. You download it on your phone. It'll be able to put the rates in that we're giving you, and you'll be able to see exactly what your payment is, or call me, and I'll help you figure it all out. Just give them a phone and call me at 609-605-7153.
And 64% of the country has no mortgage. So if you have no mortgage, you got a ton of equity, so you can buy your rate down.
Right.
So like, there's all kinds of things you can do in real estate.
And it's a tax deduction.
I know. So.
All right. Stay tuned because Mark's funny story is coming up. You're going to like this one.
All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, all positive all the time. Moving right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Hey, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. So where are you at, Dan?
So, Mark, we are up to our funny story.
So this 13-year-old girl, she's walking down the street when a car pulls up beside her and the driver lowers the window. He goes, "I'll give you a large bag of M&Ms if you get in the car," the driver said. She goes, "No way, get lost," replied the girl. She goes, "How about a," the guy goes, "How about a bag of M&Ms and $10, driver asked. I said, "No way," girl says, right? He goes, "How about an M&M's and $50? Asked the driver. She goes, "No, I'm not getting in the car." He goes, "Okay, I'll give you a bag of M&M's and $100, the driver. The girl goes, "No." He goes, "What will it take you to get in the car?" The girl said, "Listen, Dad, you bought that stupid Volvo. Live with it."
That was funny. If you have a funny story, send it to 8029 at comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with the Ann Katsaris from Green Tree Mortgage. And our topic today is home ownership trivia.
I thought this was cute. There's some good stuff in here, so I wanted to share it with everyone. Some of it is pretty relevant right now. So did you know that the highest interest rates were in October, and they were in October of 1981? Mark, what do you think the interest rate was?
14%.
18.41%.
Yeah, that was when I ran around. I bought my first house, I think, in like 83 or 84.
All right. The next one is the concept of a housewarming party began due to the need to literally warm up the house. Guests brought firewood for the new fireplace.
See, that would have been a lot cheaper today.
This one to go with you. In New York, homeowners are required to comply with a Ghostbusters ruling when listing their property for sale. That means this involves disclosing whether any ghosts inhabit or frequent the home.
That
there's no way I'd be buying a home like that.
I got ghosts in my house, but they don't bother me. They're nuns.
They're staying so far away from you. All right. The next one is, in the first month of January in 2021, more than 993,000 new houses were sold in the U.S. And that was an increase of 4% compared to the previous month and an increase of 20% the year before.
What year was that?
2021. Yeah. All right. When you first enter your new house, you're supposed to bring bread so that the home will never know hunger.
I never heard that one.
It's a Wonderful Life. They brought in honey, and it goes with the next one. When you move into a new home, you're supposed to throw away your old broom and get yourself a new one. It's considered bad luck to bring an old broom into a new home.
Never heard that one either.
I wonder why. All right. The next one is, a red door has been a historic symbol of protection and refuge. However, in Scotland, it means that the homeowner has paid off their mortgage.
Yeah, I knew that one.
All right. Next one. Only 30% of Americans have a home security system. 60% of burglars said that if they had noticed an alarm, they would have moved on.
That's right.
So you could just put out little stickers there.
Or beware of dog. Or I have a sticker. This house protected by Colt 45.
All right. The next one is, the median distance between the homes people purchased and those they moved from is how many miles? How many miles do you think the distance?
I bet within 10 miles.
Yeah, you were close. It was 15.
Yeah, most people don't move that far. They want to stay near family, friends.
This is a good one, too. The most common street names in the U.S. are Second Street is in first place, Third is in second place, and First Street is in third place.
And you know why? That's because when William Penn set up the grid in Philadelphia, most cities in the whole country are set up over ours. William Penn, and there's a thing in the middle of the courtyard at City Hall, he drew an X, and then they made the streets go from 1 to 69, and the same way, north, east, and west is 1 to 69. And then, so then, most of the names of our streets, if you go to any other city, they're all the same. And a lot of them are based on, I put a map out on Facebook of all the neighborhood names in the city. And most of them are all from England. Like Kensington is like Society Hill in England, in London. But like most of our stuff comes from there. But that's why First Street, Second Street, Third Street are the most popular streets.
Very good. All right. I thought that was some cool stuff. But anyway, coming up next.
I like to review like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Coming up next is our question and answer segment. So stay tuned.
All right. Very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
Hey, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the damn time. So where are we at, Deanne?
Mark, so we are up to our question and answer segment.
Good. Give me some good questions.
All right, here's the first question. Why is the inventory so low, and when will it change?
Because the public doesn't know what the hell is going on. It's the best time in history to sell, but they don't know that. And the news don't talk about it. We're the only real estate show in Philly. And this lack of inventory is lack of knowledge, basically. And then they are worrying about the rates. Worrying about the rates. Screw the rates. Sell your house. Be damn happy. You know, what are you going to do? 10 years from now, wait for the rates to come down? You'll be waiting until 30-30.
All right. Question number
Get over it.
Question number two. How do you get an SBA loan why?
Well, you get ready for a big giant roll of damn red tape. You get a hold of the government and you tell them everything about your life since how you grew up and raised your kids and the whole story. And they want to know everything. Take some DNA test and then eventually they'll approve you and give you money.
All right.
But in reality, it's a business loan. Small business association, and they'll try to help you out. We're from the government. We're here to help.
All right. Question number three. I heard about...
Don't do that. Call Deanne, and she'll hook you up. That's what to do.
There you go.
Avoid government at all costs.
At all costs. All right. Question number three. I heard about wire fraud in real estate transactions. Can you explain?
Yeah, I just got a phone call about this. Another one happened, and $200,000 disappeared. Guy bought a house, $1 million house.
Right.
Had money. So wanted to impress the sellers. Wrote it, gave him a cashier's check for $200,000. Put it in the bank, gave it to the real estate company. Somehow, and then the title company put it in their account. That's how it works.
Right.
Fraudster sent this buyer, got this buyer's info somehow, sent an email that looked like it was from the title company, changed one little letter in the name of the title company and told them where to wire the rest of the funds needed to settle. And they did. And then getting ready to settle, asked the title company, called the the title company called them up and told them what they need to bring to settlement and how much they bring. And they said, I already sent you $200,000. And then they found out it was fraud.
Wow.
And that's why most title companies are tell you now, do not tell anybody anything. Do not wire any money to anybody and be very careful.
Yeah. Whenever you get an email from any kind of real estate agent now, mortgage, I mean, at the bottom is a full disclosure about wire fraud. So just be really careful. You're better off just going to the bank, getting a certified check, you know, to handle your transaction.
You got to be really careful. I get every day something from somebody looking like they're from PayPal,
yeah,
or something else. And then you look at the email real close and you notice there's something screwy about it.
Right.
And you just delete them. You never open them.
Yeah.
And that's just somebody trying to get into your account. I had fraud. Remember what happened to me last year?
Yeah.
And that girl, she was really good because I had fraud on a credit card, got a new credit card, and this girl knew I had a new credit card and knew my old number,
yeah,
and said she was from my bank. Very convincing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I said to her, the banks never are supposed to call you and ask you those kind of questions. Your bank will tell you that.
Yeah.
So after I talked to her, I called the bank back and said, they said, we didn't call you. And they closed my accounts, which was a pain in the butt. But they could have had access and cleaned me out.
Yeah, for sure.
It's you got to be very careful with the fraud.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, next question. So, how do you know when you pay down your mortgage by 20%? So,
well, you could do the math. Or,
well, and you also have to realize that it's not what's just on your statement. It's the value of your property. So
right,
a lot of people within the last 3 to 4 years have a huge increase in equity. So
big time.
You need to find out, because it's probably, they say between 7 to 8 years is when you get to 20%. It's probably closer to 5 right now. So if you're having between 5 to 7% of equity every single year, then you just do the math. But it's what's selling in your neighborhood versus the balance of your mortgage. So,
not this year so much, but in 19, 20, I mean, we were appreciating so fast. And then people that had 6% mortgages or so 5% mortgage, if they would have got another appraisal, they would have paid off, their house would have been worth more,
right,
and they could have got rid of that mortgage insurance, but they just didn't know because they don't know anything about real estate.
Yeah.
And there's probably people out there right now that could knock off their mortgage insurance because I know in my neighborhood, I think my house might be worth $100,000 more than it was a year ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I'm seeing twins in my neighborhood going for like 380, and they're like 1,200 square feet, and I'm in a 3,000 square foot convent. And there's no nuns. I could go for a couple of nuns just hanging around, keeping me company.
Oh my God. You're going to start talking.
I'd be happy with a couple of nuns. Yeah. I might call St. Cecilia's up and say, you know, you need a couple place for a couple of nuns? I got some extra room.
My God.
They got to like rock and roll, though. And if they could play, that would even be better.
All right. Well, you're going to be playing tonight, right?
Tonight we are playing.
Saturday night, you guys play. All right. Next question. What is the biggest mistake new realtors make when starting out in the business?
I'll tell you. Well, when they come out of my school,
don't go on a rant.
I'm not going to go on a rant.
Short.
I'll keep this quick. The short answer is they picked the wrong office. They go to going to the right office in your first year is can be a make or break. New realtors drop out. 25% of them drop out. Now, my school, not to brag, but I give them a coaching session called 0 to 20 million in production, and they leave my school with a database, scripts. They've been dissed. They know they need to make 5-10 phone calls a day, stay in touch with their database. We give them all that. And then I give them in the coaching session, I talk about, it's against the law for real estate schools to recruit to a particular company, even though a bunch of them do it, but the real estate commission doesn't do anything about it. But I don't. I follow the rules. And but I give them a list of questions to ask the brokers. I said, because you don't want to just go to some big company because it looks fancy and the name and all the franchise is red and white and red, white and blue and yellow and black. They're only as good as the person, the owner that's running it. They don't all follow the model. So if you want to interview them, if you're a new agent, you want to ask them, do you have training? Or can you help me hire an assistant? Can you help me build a team? You want support. You want a good mentor for your first year that holds you accountable. Because once you get your license, you own a business. So,
well, that's what I was going to say, Mark. One of the things, you know, one of the biggest mistakes that they make is they don't treat it like a business.
No, they're real estate agents. Most of them, I used to call my agents lead generators, so they would think like business people. But most of the agents don't think like business people. 90% of them don't have an assistant. They do everything. Right. They do the bookkeeping, the marketing. How can you be good at everything? They even do their own taxes, which is bizarre to me. I mean, if you're not an accountant, why would you do anything outside of your expertise? But the biggest mistake new ones make is not picking the right office where somebody's going to have a mentor, support them, have a coaching program. Because your first year, like when I started, it was rough. My guy told me, good luck, go get them. That was it.
Yeah.
I had no clue what to do. If I would have went to the coaching session I give, I would have had an assistant out of the gate and I would have built a real estate team in my first year. Right. Mistake one, number one for new realtors is not going to the right office.
All right. Very good. Great questions. As usual, thank you for sending them in. Stay tuned because coming up next is our topic of the day and it's ready to list a house and don't want to make repairs. Well, we have the solution.
That's right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. So we're at the end.
So, Mark, we're up to our topic of the day, which is ready to list a house and don't want to make any repairs? Well, we have the solution.
Yeah, and this is for the ones out there that list their house and put as is, which, well, it doesn't scare people away. But we have a sponsor on our show called Curbio, and Curbio is a great program. It's a zero upfront. There's no zero upfront payments. Like now, say you need a new roof or the kitchen needs to be updated or the bathrooms need to, everything that you would like to do. So you get more money for your house. Well, this company with no money out of your pocket if you got the equity in the property and we know what it's going to sell for, fixed up. Like if I sold my house, there's no way I wouldn't want to go paint this whole house and maybe new rugs on the deck. You know, there's just stuff I wouldn't want to do. And so I could hire Curbio and there's no upfront payments, no money out of my cash. They meet with you. They video everything. They talk about everything that you want to get done. They make big lists of everything that you both discuss. And then you sign a contract with them. And then they're going to come in, do all the repairs. And the deal is in the contract, once all the repairs are done, you have to list the house within 10 days. And Curbio makes their money somehow all during from the contractors and everything else. But they supervise the whole thing. All the contractors are licensed. They're on a list. They make sure they check on the contractors all the time. And everything gets done on time. And they have fixed price proposals. So the number they give you that it's going to cost to redo this whole house, maybe a new roof for 18 grand, a new kitchen for 20 grand, whatever it is, that number will stay the same. And then you pay them at settlement when you get all your funds.
And you had about 6 months, right, to pay them back?
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about all these repairs, all the stress. Why spend all this money and all your time fixing up a house that you're tired of? Like, if this was me and I'm rolling. You know, I'm collecting my guitars and that's it. I'm out of here. And they'll clean out the joint. They'll do everything. And the whole project remains the same unless there's something weird happens. But it's all inclusive. They remove all the hassles from the home improvement. The sellers are dedicated. There's a project manager that goes over every detail. And they keep you updated constantly. You're never in the dark. They provide catalogs on all the materials. So if you do, like the last one I did, we did new floors, we did new kitchen cabinets, garage door, we painted the whole place. It was a bunch of other stuff we did. It came to like 30 some grand. My seller was in damn Florida. We got the whole thing done and then we netted more money because everything was fixed up. The house sold in like 2 days. Curbio got paid. My seller was happy as hell. And didn't lift a finger. Everything was cleaned. It's such a great deal for sellers. So if you're thinking, debating selling your house, but you don't want to put a new roof on, or you don't feel like upgrading the kitchen or the hardwood floors, you put all that money out of your pocket and hope you get recovered. With Curbio, you don't put no money out of your pocket. And it's definitely going to be done professionally. And you're going to be able to list higher. And the appraiser's going to take all those improvements into consideration. So you appraise. It is a great program, and not that many people know about it. Now they advertise on our show,
right?
Okay. We can only get like 350,000 people a year to listen to our show. So you know, if all 1.5 million in Philly knew about this, a lot more people would take advantage of this, taking all the hassle out of selling. Because as soon as people start thinking about selling, they start uncluttering, painting, doing stuff, replacing countertops, appliances.
Yep.
All that can be included. You don't have to do none of it. In fact, go away. Go hang down the shore for a month. And then tell them when it's done, you sign a listing contract. And I guarantee you, the thing sells in a week. And they're very organized and they keep you up to date. And it could be simple refreshes. Maybe you just want the whole house painted. Or it could be a total renovation. Maybe you bought an investment piece. And this thing needs 50 grand in work. Or 100 grand in work. In fact, I talked to them about one. Needed $150,000 in work.
Wow, that's a lot.
But this place had a small fire, no like real structural damage, but a damage. And it needed a whole new kitchen, all new bathrooms. It was a big house. It was almost 3,000 square foot in a great neighborhood up in Mount Airy. And Kirby Oak would come in and they'd spend like 150, 200 grand. But then now you sell the house for 500.
Right.
Now, the guy had a couple offers as is around two, but he could use Curbio and sell for five and still make 250 or more. And the house is fixed up. No issues. And I guarantee you, there would have been all kinds of stuff in the home inspections and with the appraisals and everything else. And Curbio would solve all those problems. Though even if, say, the house is empty, like the last one I did was empty. The woman had bought it for her brother. He passed away. No furniture. They'll even come in and stage the house. So now you got a house that looks like it's actually lived in. So that makes it even more attractive because, you know, you get people like me. I walk into an empty house. I have no clue, like, how, you know, I try to figure out, you know, where's the cable wire sticking out of the wall? That's where I would put the TV. Like, I'm not good at details on, like, you know, figuring out how to decorate a house. But if you have an expert stager come in and bring furniture and everything else, now the house looks gorgeous. And that makes everything sell faster. This is like such a win-win company.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Curbio, C-U-R-B-I-O. They're a sponsor on our show. If you're thinking about selling and you don't want to do a bunch of work, even if you just don't want to repaint the whole house, but like maybe something like a roof, you need a new roof. My roof, I just got a roof, 18 grand, $18,000. I would have, if I was selling, I'd let them do that in a heartbeat. Why would I want to deal with a roofer, pick out shingles, do the whole nine yards, pay $18,000, and then after all these renovations are done, that's also tax write-off. This whole thing can be written off on your taxes. It's such a great program. What do you got to say about it?
Do you like this program, Mark?
I love it. But it's like getting through to the public is like banging my head against the desk. I mean,
you can't say that.
I just said it. I mean, I've been telling everybody to sell their damn house and they're not listening. And it's still a good time to buy. You want to be happy or not happy? That's what my father used to say. He used to hold his hand up and say, you want to be happy? And then flip it over and say, here's your choice. Be happy or be unhappy. That's it. That's what life's about.
All right. And there you have another rant from Mr. Mark Cumberland. We'll let him off the hook a little bit just because it's his birthday week. So with that.
But I love Curbio. It's great.
Good.
It's great.
I love your enthusiasm, and I'm sure they will as well. So pick up the phone, call Curbio, get your repairs done, and then get your house on the market.
Yeah.
All right, so we are up to our business segment with Asking Dr. A, and today we are managing your emotional intelligence, and we're dealing with uncertainty.
Hi, Dr. Abelson. How are you?
Welcome, Dr. A.
I'm doing marvelous. How are you guys doing?
We are absolutely fabulous. It couldn't be a brighter day up here.
I just came back from a conference with TTI, who I get my assessments from, and I found out that we do more assessments than all of China.
Wow.
What? Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So now you got to break into that Chinese market.
Well, I'm planning on working with them, but that's what I do. I partner with people and organizations because I find that to be much more effective than going head-to-head against them. You waste a lot of resources that way.
That's true.
That's true. So tell us about the S personality. Now, the S's are all about why they want answers and where everything's going. So tell us how they're dealing with what's going on.
Well, first of all, S's typically don't like uncertainty. They don't like conflict and they don't like uncertainty. And uncertainty brings all kinds of possibilities for conflicts to arise. So what they typically do is they slow down the process and they look for a system or they look for something programmatic so they can know what's the next step so that they can minimize or decrease or mitigate the uncertainty. So what happens, the best way to work with an S is to talk about what are their concerns and what types of things are you afraid that might happen, because that's uncertainty, and what can we do to help you feel more comfortable. right? And typically what happens is if you take a programmatic approach to something, it goes back to Stephen Covey with, start with the end in mind. The S is really like that all the time, no matter how you're interacting with. And they want to know where you're going and then work stepwise back as far as what you're going to do. And what happens as you get each one of those steps, you just reaffirm. See, we made it happen. It worked out. So what happens is you decrease their concern about the uncertainty. You decrease the possibility that they're going to be afraid of what's to happen next.
Yeah, I find that most of the agents are S's and C's, and they hate confrontation. They don't like the phone calls. They don't like taking chances. But when I talk to them about hiring assistants, I said these people are real high S's. They need to know where this is going. What's the win for them? And they have to understand what part you're going to do to help this make it to the end.
And
they need to understand where it's going.
And they need to know what it's going to take to close it, to end this project or this task, and then start another. And they don't like to be doing too many things all at the same time. The D loves the challenge. They love to do a whole bunch of stuff at the same time. The S's, the way I phrase it, is the D's go around taking the lids off boxes and starting projects, and the S's one by one put the lid back on and close the project out. So the best way to deal with an S, again, with the uncertainty aspect, is to tell them where you're going step by step, take baby steps, and to work with them and to keep in communication with them. You don't have to spend a lot of time with them. Just go in and ask them, where are you in the process right now? Don't ask them how it's going, because people have a tendency of lying when we ask how it's going. For example, every morning, if you're walking into the office, when we used to walk into the office, say, hi, how are you? What's the expectation? Fine.
Right.
How are you doing? If you ever want to blow anybody away, tell them the truth. You won't believe what happened last night. You won't believe what the kids did this morning. Oh, my God. Oh, you'll shock them. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that with S's, for sure, in that you want to make it programmatic. You want to try and help them decrease the emotionality that's going to be involved in the task by doing it bit by bit by bit, and then knowing where you're going with them.
And the other thing about S's are they're very loyal.
Yes.
These people are all about relationships.
And family.
So if you hire an assistant that's a high S and you keep them informed and they understand where it's going, they'll stay with you forever. Well, I know agents that have assistants for over 20 years. They're very loyal.
Absolutely.
These people are all about relationships.
Right. And they like to work with others and bring people together as well, to decrease the conflict that's going on in the team. So if there is an issue with uncertainty and I don't know what's going on in relationship with other people, because I'm human just like everybody else, and sometimes I'm somewhat stumped, I'll go to an intense S and ask them, and they'll just tell me right off the bat what's going on.
Yeah, they're very honest and very loyal. And they're a great asset to your team because they help the culture.
Absolutely.
So tell everybody how to get a hold of you, Dr. Abelson.
All you have to do is email me at dr.a@abelson, ABELSON.net. And we'll be delighted to work with you, either looking at our behaviors, our motivators, our leadership, our EQ, or our stress assessments, either individual or teams, because we have team assessments too with all that.
Awesome. Yeah,
Dr. Ray can help you with your company and hiring and saving you time and keep you from making mistakes.
And you can help us get to the next highest country. I think Germany is number one as far as the number of assessments that are run. So that's my D is coming out. That's my newest goal.
There you go. All right. Very good.
There's no limits.
If you have any questions, you can email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give them a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at dnkatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks for all of our listeners. Deanne, like 350,000 people a year listen to our show for 48 minutes. So I really want to thank the audience for doing that. And our sponsors for keeping us on the air here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I hope you tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Have any questions, give us a call. With that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Kitsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time.
I say it's your birthday. Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. Is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes. The premier real estate school in Philadelphia has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.